Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Well, we will continue our discussion about eternity, with eternity in mind. And in our last session, we talked about myths, lies, and misunderstandings. We called them MLMs. Today, we will continue that discussion, beginning with what are some of the dangers, myths of them specifically, so we can understand what we're hearing with regard to eternity. The danger of MLMs is that it hinders our ability to accept the reality of both life and death. Since our belief systems influence our behaviors and the choices we make, a misstep or error in belief can have ramifications that literally impact us forever. MLMs in general are not biblical. The enemy offers subtle counterfeits that cause us to either doubt, question, or compromise what we know about God's truth. Therefore, it is important for believers to compare MLMs with God's truth, found in God's Word. Following are some of the popular MLMs we hear. The examples cited are by no means an exhaustive list, but is given to you to provide some insight as to some of the erroneous views that are out there about heaven and eternity. Let's begin with myths. Myths are often connected to spirituality or other religious beliefs versus Christian doctrine. These myths include, for example, the belief that we will be given a second chance to choose where we spend eternity. Myths can result in a false sense of spiritual security. We get one chance to make the right choice. Acts 4:12 says, "And there is salvation in no other else, for there is no other name under heaven given unto men by which we can be saved." Many myths are often tied to what heaven or hell will be like. One myth we hear a lot is that heaven will be a dreamy, floating existence in the clouds. Heaven is the place where we will continue to serve the Lord. Just as Adam was given charge of the garden in Genesis 2:15, we are to fulfill God's glorification, personally fulfilling the work that was part of God's original plan for our lives. There is the thought that hell is a place where there'll always be a good time and a party. Hell was initially designed to house Satan and those fallen angels that participated in open rebellion against God in heaven. In Isaiah 14:12-15, it gives a great description of what that looked like. So you may want to read that. While hell was not originally created for human beings, it is now available for those who reject Christ. People who joke about wanting to go to hell is so much foolishness. There will be no partying in hell, only darkness, weeping, and gnashing of teeth. In Matthew 8:12, it says, "While the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So we have myths, and then we have lies. Now, lies are most dangerous of all the MLMs. Why? Because our belief in them can result in our being in a place we really don't want to end up for eternity. There will be no do-overs. The following are some of the most frequently cited and the most dangerous lies. These are Satan's favorites. There is no heaven or no hell. God's word tells us that there is a heaven and a hell, and that every word of God is yes and amen. He has said it. Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us in John 14:2. We would know that when our tabernacle is dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands in eternity. That's 2 Corinthians 5:1. Hell is real. Matthew 25:41 says, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" It is a place of eternal punishment. There are two popular views that attempt to negate the reality of hell. One teaches that unbelievers are not punished after death. They simply cease to exist. That's called annihilation. The other proposes that because God is so good and loving, he would never condemn anyone to a place of eternal torment. That's called universalism. God doesn't send people to hell. People send themselves to hell by declining Jesus' offer of salvation. The second dangerous one, the dangerous lie, is that all roads lead to heaven. While this may be a very popular view, the Bible teaches that the only way a person can go to heaven is on God's terms. He has made his terms very clear in his inerrant word and by Jesus himself. John 3:3 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 14:6 says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." And Acts 4:12, "Salvation is found in none else but Jesus." And in Galatians 1:6-9, "Anyone who teaches any other way to salvation is in danger of damnation." So we have myths, we have lies, and finally we have misunderstandings. Now, misunderstandings are often the result of incomplete or incorrect information. While they are the most benign of the MLMs, it is still important to seek out reliable and accurate information about eternity. Acceptance of correct information, of course, is dependent on our willingness to change our view. Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Two common misunderstandings is that God is responsible for death. Well-intentioned people console loved ones at the death of a family member with statements like, "God wants them with him," or "they're in a better place," or "God knows what he's doing." They ascribe death to God. In reality, death is the result of man's sin in the Garden of Eden. It is a guarantee we will all die. The best way to be with family in eternity is to receive Jesus as Savior. The second misunderstanding is we will worship God in a temple in heaven. The tabernacle of the Old Testament and the church structure today provide a physical place to worship God. However, there is need for neither of these because we will live in God's presence. God is the object of our worship, and we will be with him for eternity, and we will freely worship him continuously. So for those who want a short worship service, heaven may not be the place for you to be, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to worship God continuously. The true beauty of eternity lies in our understanding of how it influences what we do. It becomes the filter by which we evaluate how we spend our time, what we focus on, and where we place our priorities. eternity, most importantly, is where we will spend forever with Jesus. Our relationship will never be interrupted by a busy schedule, our unconfessed sin, or the enemy's fiery darts aimed against our faith. Tony Evans, in his book, Eternity, Understanding Life After Death, shares his thoughts on our relationship with our Savior in eternity. Before we get too excited about heaven, he says, Jesus wants us to get excited about being with Him first. Being with Jesus and face to face, fellowship for all eternity, is what will make heaven so heavenly. All the beauty of heaven is really just the backdrop, the scenery for our eternal relationship with Jesus. The central thing of heaven is that we will see our Savior face to face and be with Him for eternity. And if you would like to be in relationship with Jesus Christ in eternity, you must first accept Him as your Lord and Savior today. Today is your salvation closer than ever before, and it's easy to do. If you would like instructions, if you would like to enter into a relationship with Him today, we invite you to go to our website, itwministries.org, click on the invitation, and receive the invitation. For eternity is a reality and a place where we will be with Jesus forever. The alternative to that is hell. And no one wants to really go to hell because there's no party there and there's really not a good time for that. It really is a reality. So accept Him today and you will never regret your choice. That's it for today. Our session was a little longer than normal, but when we're talking about our future eternity, it's important that we spend the time doing that. Copy the scriptures that I shared with you today and meditate on them. Share them with those who may be questioning if there is a heaven or a hell. And guess what? I just really appreciate you being on the call today, and I look forward to being with you on next week when we continue to talk about eternity, and we will cap off our program, Where Do We Go From Here? Thank you. Have a blessed day. Share this podcast with friends and family, and we'll see you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.